Okay, and halacha yud akar chifetz mirshus rabim. So let's say I picked up an object, in the rishus rabim. The halach bo pachos me'arba amos. Okay, and I walked less than 4 amos. The amad and I stopped. The chazar the halach pachos me'arba amos. The amad afilu kol yom kula pater. So if I pick up an object, right, as long as I walk less than 4 amos, okay, in any set of walking, okay, so. What do I do? Only like a clever guy. So I pick up the object and I walk 3 amos and I stop. Okay. And then what do? I walk then 3 amos the other way. And then I stop. And then what do? I then walk 3 amos the other way. If you keep doing that, breaking up your walking with this amida, you could do it the entire day. Okay. Aval, it's only if the situation is where he's stopping to do an act of hanacha. Avaim amad l'sakin masao. But let's say he was standing in place to fix the thing that he's carrying. Harezek kemahalech, right? Ukeshi yamod chutz la'arba amos chayev. Now that's the inverse of this. If let's say I'm carrying a something on my shoulder, and what do? I walk 3 amos in the rishus rabim, and then I stop to fix the thing on my shoulder, and then continue walking. Now that stopping is not considered like an amida of hanacha. It's like I'm still walking, and therefore, since I'm still walking, once I finish, when I leave the arba amos, I'm now over the isra of hotzah. V'hu sheyamod chutz la'arba amos lanuach, and that's when I, or as the case is now that I'm standing outside of that arba amos maximum distance I could travel lanuach, right? Avaim yamod l'sakin maso adain hu kemahalech. But if he stops to fix the thing on his shoulder, it's like he's still walking. And he won't be chayiv until he stops, right, and does hanacha outside the arba amos. So that's counterintuitive, but that's how it works by the domain. There's that arba by arba area that you're allowed to walk in, carrying within the rishus rabim. Okay, lachi yud aleph. Okay. Now, another interesting case. Now we're going to focus a little bit on objects, okay? And yeah, this is a very good question. Allah yiralaf hayakane or romeach uchiyotzebo. Romach uchiyotzebo. So I come across a spear, okay? There's a spear lying on the ground. Munach al aretz. Now, what do? V'igbia hakatze ha'echad, okay? V'haya hakatze hasheni munach baretz. So what do? So I pick up one end. Okay, and the other end is still resting on the ground. So now, of course, the question is, have I done an akira here? V'yishlicho lefanav. And what do? And I push it forward. Okay. V'yigbiya hakatze hasheni shayam munach baretz. Okay. V'yishlicho lefanav al derech zu. Ad shehev yirachefetz kama milin pater. So what do? So what I do is that I never have both sides, off the ground. So I pick up one side and I shove it forward. And let's say I pick up the second side and shove it forward. There's never a point in time where the object has completely left the ground. Because there was never a point in time when the object was removed from the ground. Okay? However, let's say I drag the object. I drag the spear, okay? From the beginning of my 4x4 area to the end of it. Then I'd be chayev because dragging it is considered like akira. So again, if I picked up one side and kind of threw it, like imagine I flipped it over, okay, and then picked up the other side and flipped it over, that would be fine. But if I drag the spear, dragging a spear, that's considered like an act of akira, even though technically the object has never actually left the ground completely. Okay, okay, halacha yud beis. Okay, more fun cases. Akar chefetz mizavis zu lanicho bizavis acheres. Okay, so what do? So let's say I'm in a rishus, and what I do is I pick up the object, okay, from one corner of let's say rishus yachid, okay, and my kavana is to put it into the other corner of the rishus yachid. Okay, so I'm in my house, and I want to move my book from the southeast corner to the northwest corner. Okay. Shenimsa zuha akira hamuteris. Okay, that akira is perfectly fine. Okay, there's no problem with that. V'nimlach baderech v'hotzio l'rishoshnia pater. Okay, an amazing idea. So if my kavana at the time of picking up the book in the corner of my rishos yachid was just to move it to the other side of, let's say, my house. And as I'm walking the book in my house, I change my mind and I take it outside to the Shusha Rabbim. I'm putter. Why? This is an amazing idea how Hotsah works. It's really truly an abstract system. My initial Akira was of the book to then move it to the other side of Meshach Yachid. So what we say, though, is that since he changed his mind, there's an actual break in how I relate to that Akira. So the original Akira has nothing to do with the Hanacha that I do in the Meshach Rabbim. And therefore, I did a Hanacha without an Akira, and I'd be Pater. V'cheina oker chefetz, v'hinicho al chavero, kishu mahalech, okay? Let's say a guy picked up, an object, okay? And he puts it on the back of his friend when he's walking, right? U'be'esh sheyirtze chavero lamod, right? And then when his, let's say, friend decides to stand still, notlo me'al gabe chavero, I then pick it up off my friend's back, hareza Pater. Share Yishkan Akira below Hanacha, right? So in that case, there was a Maisa Akira done, but there was never an actual Hanacha done. So now you have two also very interesting examples of certain limitations of how Akira and Hanacha work. Okay, as we know, Zorek is also a problem from Rishos to Rishos. Okay, so now again, the Rambam is going to play around with this for a second. And Alach Yud Gimel has Zorek Chifetz Rishos to Rishos, O Mitchilas Arba Lesof Arba Rishos Rabim. Okay, let's say a guy throws a ball, right, from Rosh Hashanah Yachid into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, okay, or more than Arba Amos when he's within the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The Kodem Sheyanuach, okay, Kalto Acher B'yado, O Kalto Kelev, O Nisraf Pater, okay. But let's say, again, my intention when I threw the ball was to throw it into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and what happens? After I throw the ball, someone comes along and catches it, okay, or a dog snatches it, or whatever, it goes up in flames. Pater. Why? Because that wasn't my kavana of where the object should come to a rest. But therefore, if my intention when I threw the ball was that I wanted my friend to catch it, then I'd be chayev. But again, that's an important point. It shows you how kavana is such an important part of melacha. In this case here, what did the guy do? His intention was to throw it into the Shusha Rabbim. You come along and catch the ball, that's a break in his, so to speak, kavana, and therefore, he's not chayev on a hotzah, on whatever, zrika here, which is a version of hotzah, because of that that interruption, that change in his kavana. Similarly speaking, Elach Yadalad, Hazorek Chefetz Mirshos L'Rishos, okay? Okay, now let's say I have a ball, and it's tied to a string, and I throw it from Rishos Rabim into Rishos Yachid. V'akashir b'chevel, v'agdo b'yada. So it's tied to a rope, okay, and I'm holding the rope, okay. What do you call it? And it goes from one rishus to the other. Vim yochel limshoch hachefetz etzel pater. If I could using the rope bring the object back into my rishus, I'm pater. Sharei ein kan hanacha gemura v'nimsa kimisha akar v'lo iniach. So you can never really point to a discrete, complete hanacha here, because as long as it's attached to the ball. Right, and I can pull it back as a result of that. We say it's a defective hanacha, and therefore the guy would be putter in that situation. Okay, more zrika halacha tesvav hazorek v'nacha b'soch yadol shachavero. Okay, now let's say I threw a ball and my friend catches it. Okay, v'im amar chavero bimkoma v'kibla hazorek chayev she akar v'niach. So if the person, okay, is standing in his makom, okay, and he's mekabel the ball, okay. So again, I threw the ball into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, okay, and it ends up and my friend standing in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim with his catcher's mitt out, and he catches the ball, okay. He's chayev shari akar v'hiniach. That's considered an akir adacha. V'nekar chavero minkoma v'kibla pater. But if the guy moved, okay, to catch the ball, okay. Then he's potter. So again, if the guy is standing in the makom, right, and he catches the ball without having to move, then he's chayev. Then the guy threw it's chayev. But if the guy had to move to capture the ball, in that situation, he's potter. Also, zarak v'rutz hazorek atzmo achar chayvetz v'kiblo b'yadav b'shus acheres. Okay, that's a fun case. So let's say I'm in my rishus yachid in my house, let's say my chatzer, but it's rishus yachid chatzer. And what I do is I throw the ball as high as possible into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. so I have enough time to run ahead in the Shusha Rabim and catch the ball. Okay? Or also in the Arba Amos case of Shusha Rabim, Pater. Why? Ilu Nekar Acher Vikiblo. Because it's as if someone else, so to speak, did the Akira and then caught it. So again, even though I'm the person doing it to myself, okay, it's considered like a Nekar Acher Vikiblo. Why? She'ena ha'anacha gemura. Because anacha is not considered complete. Ad she'anuach ha'chefetz b'makom shahayu lo lanuach bo b'sha'as Akira. Because he'd only be chayev when the object comes to rest in the makom, right, for where it was intended to be to rest when it was removed. Let's do one more interesting one. Alacha tazayim. Okay, hazorek mirshusa yachid lirshusa yachid. Okay, so let's say I'm throwing from one enclosed domain to another closed domain. Virshusa rabim beemsa. Okay, and what's in the middle between? Well, we'll get to that in a second. Oh yeah, what's in between the rishusa rabims? Excuse me. What's in between the rishusa yachids? Meaning, what's in between the two private domains? A public domain. So even though the object traveled through the air of the Rishus HaRabim, I'm Pater. As long as the object was traveling three tfachim off the ground, right? Because again, So what he's saying is that as long as the object sails through the Rishus HaRabim, three tfachim above the ground, we say there was never a hanacha done, all right, in the Rishus HaRabim. But if it's below, okay, the Rishus HaRabim, okay, if it's below three tfachim, okay, and let's say it, what it called, comes to rest, okay, on another object, okay, even if the object, when it's below three tfachim, right, let's say hits an object in the Rishus HaRabim, and then continues rolling all the way into the Rishus HaYachid, okay, meaning into the second Rishus HaYachid, it's as if there was this moment in time where it was Hanachad in the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore Mechayiv. V'chein ha-zorek Rishus HaRabim, the Rishus HaRabim, or Rishus HaYachid b'emsa pater. So too, if I threw from a Rishus HaRabim, right, to another Rishus HaRabim, and there's a Rishus HaYachid in the middle, pater as well. Then avar achifetz bepachas mishlosh ha-samach la'aretz, v'nachal gabi mashu af b'shachazim iskagal v'yatzor Rishus HaRabim v'shniya, hayru k'mishin nishar, omer Rishus HaYachid l'fika chayiv. Same clause applies by the object, let's say, coming to rest, or let's say, hitting an object in the Rishus HaYachid. So if I throw it from Rishus HaRabim A, and my intention is to get into Rishus HaRabim B, and it's below three tfachim, it's three tfachim or below, right, and it hits something there and rolls into the Rishus HaRabim Ashniya, right, I would be chayiv in that case because it's considered as if there was a hanacha done in the Rishus, in that Rishus HaYachid.